Today we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Trumos, and we're up to Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph. Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph. And these Mishnahs continue the discussion of the Isser of being Metameh Truma, particularly in cases where otherwise the Truma is likely going to be lost or ruined anyway. So are you allowed to be Metameh the Truma to at least save it from physically being destroyed? So Mishnah Yud tells us as follows. V'chein chavish shel shemen shenishpecha. It's a similar case what we had in Mishnah Tess. You have a barrel of Truma oil that's spilled on the ground, and you're standing right there, and you can gather some of it up right away, but the only kelim you have available to you to gather them up in are tame kelim, so you're going to be metame the truma by saving the oil. But if you wait until you go find the tahor kli, much of the oil is going to just get absorbed in the ground, and it's going to be lost, and you're never going to have the oil at all. So you may be spiritually ruining the oil by putting it in a tame kli, but that's the only way to physically save the oil. So, both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua say that Shem Yochel Hasman Revis B'Tahara, that if by waiting to go get a Tahar Kli, you will still come back in time to save a Revius of Truma B'Tahara, Yatzil, then you should go get a Tahar Kli and save a Revius of Truma B'Tahara. But Ve'im Lav, if not, even if by the time the Tahar, you get the Tahar container, it's all going to be gone. There's not going to be a Revius left. So then Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Terid Viti Bala, value of Lana Biyadav. Rabbi Eliezer says you should still not save it in a Tamei Kli, let it get absorbed in the ground, let it be lost, rather than being Metamei Biyadayim. Now notice the Mishnah does not quote what Rabbi Yoshua says about that case, because we're going to have Rabbi Yoshua's Shita quoted in the next Mishnah, but that's why there's a contrast, meaning in the Reisha of the Mishnah we're saying that if you're able to be Matzal Revius B'Tahara, so you got to go do that, and you cannot be Metamei Biyadayim. And in the Sefer of the Mishnah, we're saying, and if you can't save Revius B'Tahara, Rabbi Elazar says, guess what? You still can't go and be Metamei at Biyadayim. So it's the same Psak Halacha in the two cases of our Mishnah, whether you could save a Revius or not save a Revius. It's just that in the first case of the Mishnah, it's both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua talking, and in the Sefer of the Mishnah, it's only Rabbi Eliezer talking. And now, based on that, says Mishnah Yer Aleph, Ve'alzo, both in the case of Mishnah Ches, where the Truma might be already Tameh, and in the cases of Mishnayis Tes and Yud, where the Truma was going to become, if you're not Metameh yet, it's going to become physically ruined, it's going to be destroyed, it's going to be lost, Rabbi Shur would say, Lo zui Truma shani muzra lami letama. This is not the Isser of being Metameh Truma, meaning if the Truma is all going to be destroyed and ruined anyway, there's no Isser of being Metameh Truma in such a case. Elami la'achla, it's only to Truma that you would otherwise be able to eat, that otherwise would physically be here, so such truma, you're not allowed to be metame, because you're taking away your ability from eating that truma. But if the truma is not going to be eaten anyway, because it's just not going to be here, it's going to be absorbed in the ground, it's going to be destroyed, it's going to be ruined, it's going to be lost, so then there's no isser of being metame the truma, so go and get a kli, even if it's a tame kli, to catch whatever truma you have. However, there is a case that Rabbi Yeshua would agree that you're not allowed to make truma tame, even if it's probably going to become tame anyway, and that is the following. Uval titama ketzad. What is a case where I'm not allowed to make truma tame? Haya over mi makom lemakom. If you're traveling from one place to another, vikikar shel truma biyado, and you have a whole box of truma breads, of loaves of bread of truma, some lo vikchavim. No vikchavim comes over to you and he says, teinachas mehen vatamena. Give me one of those loaves of bread and I'm going to make it tame. Vimlo. And if you don't give me that one loaf of bread to make tame, hare ani metame eskula. Then I'm going to be metame all of the loaves of bread. So Rabbi Lezer says, look at the choice that you're faced with. If you don't give him that one loaf of bread, he's going to be metame all of the truma. But if you do give it to him, then you're being the one that's metame the truma by giving him that loaf of bread. So given that choice, Rabbi Eliezer says, yetame eskula, let him be metame all the loaves of bread. Valyitin lo achas men v'yetame. But you do not give him even a single loaf of bread to be metame. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yoniach, look, don't give him a loaf of bread to be metame, but leave a loaf of bread for him, meaning indicate to him which loaf of bread you're setting aside that he can be metame, and in so doing you'll save all of the other breads from becoming tame. So this is in over here, this is Rabbi Yeshua doing a little bit different, saying a little bit different than what he has said previously. And Rabbi Yeshua is agreeing that you're not allowed to make the truma tame, because over here by making the truma by not making the truma tame, you don't know for sure that all of the other truma is going to necessarily become tame. Meaning the guy has threatened that, but you don't know that for sure. As opposed to in the previous cases where it's spilling all over the ground and it's all going to be lost if you don't get a kli to catch it right now. So then you know for sure that it's going to be lost. That seems to be the chilek between this case, this final case, Mishnah Yud Aleph, where Rabbi Yeshua agrees, and the previous cases. So to quickly review what we did today, so we said that in Mishnah Yud, that if a barrel of oil, of truma oil, is spilling out on the floor, both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that if you're able to fetch a tahar kli and still save a revius of oil, go do that. But if you're unable to save a revius of oil by waiting until you get a tahar kli, Rabbi Eliezer says, still you're not allowed to use a tameh kli to catch it. But we see in Mishnah Yir Aleph that Rabbi Yeshua would say in this case, as well as in previous cases, that no, go catch it with a tameh kli. What's the point of letting it all get physically destroyed? There's no issur of being metameh truma that you're not going to be able to eat anyway, but there is one case where both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua agree that even though you're probably not going to be able to eat it anyway, you're still not allowed to be metami the truma biyadayim, and that is the case of the Nachri of the Ovid Kochavim, who says, give me one loaf of truma or I'm going to be metami all of them, where Rabbi Eliezer says you absolutely cannot give him that one loaf of truma, and Rabbi Shua agrees that you cannot, but Rabbi Shua comes up with an Eitzah where he says, instead of giving him one loaf of truma, which you're not allowed to do, and instead of letting him be metami all of the truma, which it would be terrible, just put one loaf on a rock somewhere and say, that one is for you, and that way you're not going to be the one being metameyit. He's the one being metameyit, but you will have facilitated that and thereby saved the larger amount of truma. Okay, we'll stop there. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the last Mishnah of the 8th Perek of Maseches Trumos.